so assuming Kufyutes, we have moved on to Jews. Kufyutes was concerned about non-Jews, and Kufyutes is now concerned about Jewish people, however, Jewish people that may not be so religious. So the let's do the tour and then look at the Gemara he's quoting, and then move to Shulchan Aruch. So, Achashad lechol dvarim hasurim, meaning who chashad b'isur Torah. So, if somebody is chashad, meaning we are suspicious of such a person that they eat things that are prohibited, whether what they're eating is an isur Torah, an isur Doraisa, or not, b'inim hu chashad b'isur Derabanan, ein lisvoch alav, you can't rely on them, b'hen v'im nisareach etzlav, but if you find yourself as a guest at their house, lo yochal mishalo, you shouldn't eat from their things, midvarm shu chashad alayim, the things that were suspicious about them. However, what are we talking about? When you are actually chashed about the person, when you are suspicious about the stam, a regular Jew, that everybody is considered kasher, unless you have reason to believe otherwise, and you can eat with him. Right, so you can trust him right off the bat. So there was when I had my stopover in Oslo last week. So I was actually thinking to myself, there might not be another Jew for like hundreds of miles around. And then I'm getting onto the plane, and a guy says, "No, where are you learning?" Like wearing a hat, and he was wearing a hat. He's an Israeli guy between flying between Yerushalayim and Florida or something. Or I guess New York, whatever. And he was wearing a hat. I said, okay, I must be, you know, like an Israeli guy, fine. And then he says, where are you doing in Berlin? I told him, I said, you know, this is Jewish Catholic rabbinic, you know, rabbi priest conference. So he said, doesn't Rav Moshe have a tshuva against that? So I was thinking today I could probably eat his food if he offered it to me. All right, so that was Aleph. V'chein. Similarly, Beis, we'll do Beis as well. V'chein, afilu im hu chashud limkor dvarim hasurim. Even if you are concerned that he sells things that are prohibited, right? He's in the non-kosher food business. Misareach imo, you could still stay at his house v'ochel imo. V'chein im sholeach lo lebeiso mutter. So too, if he sends you something from his house, it would be permissible. Why? Kimish enu chashud lechol dvarim hasurim dechazak mimadu hushu ochel mashker lo. That one, we're not actually concerned that he eats things that are prohibited, and the chazak is that when he sends you a gift, he's not sending you something from the store, he's sending you from his own personal food, and therefore you can eat it. Right? That's a pretty big kula when you think about like the world of kashrus today.
It's hard to believe that applies today.
It's hard to believe that. Hard to believe that applies today. Okay, right. So why would it not apply today? There's also
what is that word mishkar?
Mishagir lo is from his own. I think from
mishagir means to send.
Yeah. Mashu ochel mishagir lo. That what he would eat, he is sending to you. Right. 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 There is a little bit of, I think, some comments on here someplace. Yeah, there it is. It's in the Beis Yosef. Okay, so in the Beis Yosef, there is a section that begins about halfway in. Umashikasu medvar memurim b'chashir aval b'stam kol adam l'chulei v'chein afilim l'chashir limkor dvarim hasurim misareachimo and b'perik ein ma'amidim lametesam beis. Right, so this is actually the source for this. Quotes from the Gemara in Imam Midim is those dafim in Avodah Zarah, which we pretty much learned all of these entire 10 simanim have pretty much all been from that area, Lamed Zayin through Lamed Tes in the Sechas of Avodah Zarah. So what does it say? They're Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Lochim Yamach Machag Besuria. Right? You shouldn't buy these Yamach Machags. Where are Yamach Machags? So those are six things, and specifically in Syria. Why? What are those? Lo Yayin, Lo Moris, Lo Chalav. So wine, nor Moris. Moris is translated in the Art Scroll Gemara as Moris. Nor Chalav, nor milk. Velo Malach,
Melach.
Alright, Velo Melach Silkundis, that's a specific type of salt. Velo Chaltis, which is translated as chaltis, and below gvina, and not cheese, ella min hamumcha, except for somebody who is an expert. So you shouldn't buy those six things, and specifically the Gemara talks about in Syria, right? In Syria, you shouldn't buy those six things, except for a mumcha, right? B'chulam, all of those things, however, im nisareach, Eitzel Bal Habayis, that if you are staying by a host, mutter, it would be permissible. So Misayeh, so the Gemara comments, Misayeh le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? That's an assistance for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Amar, Shigir lo mi Bal Habayis mutter, right? That if he'd sent from the Bal Habayis, it would be mutter. My time of Bal Habayis lo Shavik Hater v'achli Surah. Because the Bal Habayis wouldn't send Heter and eat Isser. And that which he is sending is what he would is from his own food, right? So he wouldn't eat aser, and what he's sending you is from his own stock. So Perish Rashi. So Rashi explains Ein lochim yamach machag. So he quotes you the Rashi's on that, right? Shechanvanim shevesuria chashidi. Right? What, it's specifically a problem in Syria, because in Syria, we are very suspicious about them. The little kafti of lifnei iver, lo titin michshol, but they're not machbid about lifnei iver, meaning they're machbid about kashrus for themselves, but they're not machbid on this, halacha that's found in the Torah, lifnei iver, lo titin michshol, you're not allowed to put stumbling blocks in front of the blind. Maybe they literally will not put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but they don't believe it's any problem to sell something. You know, buyer beware, let them figure it out on their own. And the idea that you're selling them doesn't concern them, but that they would eat it themselves? No. Chas v'shalom, they wouldn't eat it themselves. So that's Rashi's assumption. Rashi's assumption is that why is it that these are a problem specifically in Syria? Because they're chashed there. But if they wouldn't be chashed, it would just be stam. If it would just be an owner, right? A stam owner. So then we would be able to partake. That seems to be the pshat of Rashi.
Is it fair to translate Syria as Syria? Is that what
it
means? Just
wondering.
That's
so sure.
Okay, anyway.
So is that apply to Syrian Jews today?
I don't think so. So, I would think it would. It's an area between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. There probably were a few Jews there.
They're in New York now.
Okay. So the Rambam, however, comments. So, Kosovo Rambam, Perek Yudalef Nihil. So, skip a few lines, and we'll go to the... Yeah, Kosovo Rambam. The other Rashi pointed out that it's both by Dioraisis and Durabanans. But the Rambam explains, Perek Yudalef Nihil, Chos Machol Sasuros, Bisman Shehaisa Eretz Yisrael, Kulali Yisrael. When it was all Jewish, I don't know if it was ever all Jewish, but when it was all Jewish, Hayelochim Ayayim Mikol Adami Yisrael, Bein Choshish and Lo, and you could buy wine from anybody, you didn't have to worry about it. Uvachutz Laris Lo Hayelochim Elmi Adam Shehuch, like the Kashrus. But in Chutz Laris, you could only buy things from a person that is chuksak b'kashrus. Now, so it's Rashi, the Rambam is a little bit different, right? The Rambam isn't saying that you could buy it from anybody as long as you're not concerned, right? You have to buy somebody from specifically somebody who is muchsak b'kashrus, right? So there's three levels. He has a good reputation, we don't know, and he has a bad reputation, right? So it seems like according to Rashi, having a I don't know reputation seems to be sufficient. Well, according to the Rambam, it sounds like you have to have some kind of cheskas kashrus, right? Which is a chumrah. Lizman hazeh ein lochem yayin b'chol makom el mi'odam shechuchsak b'kashrus. Right? And so to today, you should only buy it from somebody who is muchsak b'kashrus. So to other foods, if there's no sign on it, and then he has this din of hamisareach, itzel bala bayis, b'chol makom, b'chol zman, b'hevi lo yayin, b'basar, b'gvina, b'chatichas tag, harizem mutter, b'ino tzar, However, if you're a guest, so then you could trust them when they bring it to you. In that case, you only have to know that he's Jewish. However, if he somehow has a bad reputation, it sounds like not only you're not allowed to eat the food, you're not even allowed to stay there. Right, you wouldn't be allowed to stay there as a guest. Okay, so the Rambam, however, upped the ante. Right, the Rambam said, no, you need to have a cheskas kashrus in order to buy something from him. So if you notice, there is a little aleph. I assume by you, it's also an aleph with parentheses around it, right after that little Rambam. The first half of that Rambam where it says Elam Me'odam Shehuchsak B'Kashrus, right? So that sends you to the Darkei Moshe. So you take a look at the Darkei Moshe, presumably at the bottom of the page, right? And what does he say there? He says V'Divrei Hatur Gamkein. You see the Darkei Moshe,
mm-hmm.
Right? V'Divrei Hatur.
You see the Aleph. Oh, there it is, right up there on top there. Okay.
Right. So V'divrei, so the Darkei Moshe is the Ramah, right? So V'Darkei Hatur Gamkein Ksas Mashmahach. It sounds that way from the Torah as well, that he needs to have a Cheskas Kashrus. I didn't look back. Hachoshed lechol dvar masurim. I don't know if that's the way the Torah sounds. Not sure. Okay. Halchi amnam haminag enokain el machzikin and kol adam acheskes kashrus. The Rambam says, however, that's not the minag. Right, the minag is not like the Rambam, right? But rather what? Rather we trust every, we assume every stam Jew, unless they have a bad reputation, we assume that they all have a cheskes kashrus. Okay, so that is what we have so far. Right? So we have the Gemara, we have Rashi saying that the Gemara says applies to somebody who is chashed, meaning don't eat from somebody who is chashed that we're nervous about. Although Rambam, when he quotes the Gemara, seems to say that don't eat from somebody unless they have a cheskes kashrus. But if they just don't know anything about them, so then they should be avoided. Okay, that is the Ramah.
That's the Ramah.
No, that's the Rambam, mm-hmm. Right? And the Ramah comments that sounds like the Torah might agree with the Rambam, but the minhag is not like that. Rather, we assume everybody is kosher until proven otherwise. Right? So Sheldon is still really. Oh my gosh! All right. So if you skip, I'll show you the Beis Yosef. There's a Beis little Beis, at least by me. There's a Beis little Beis later on, like after Tesvav. I mean, in Beis Yosef, as you go through the numbers in the Beis Yosef, there's Tes Yud Yudat Yudbeis Yigimel Yudalet Tesvav Tesayin Yudzayin Yudches, and then there's a Beis with a little Beis followed by Yudtes. Right, so there's a Beis Yosef. It might be a few pages down. You know, almost towards the end of the whole siman.
Oh, here it is. Taf Kuf Lamed.
There you go. Chasav HaRashba. Chasav HaRashba, yes. You got it.
Yeah.
So it says the Rashba. So this is, right, so even though the Beis Yosef puts this later on, when he puts it in the Shulchan Aruch, so he pulls that Chuvas HaRashba and quotes it earlier in Sif Beis. So we'll do it now, and then we'll have to go back. So Chasav HaRashba. So the Rashba says, Shenishal al Katzav Shenishba Kamapa Mim Shelo Litzchok. Right, that it was, I forgot what was Katsuv again? Forgot, but somebody who took a oath that he wouldn't laugh. Unless I'm translating this wrong. That's what it seems to be. A person took a swore that they wouldn't laugh. Va'avar, and he violates it. Imhu ne'man limkor basar. So is he believed to sell meat? Right? Somebody who is violating other Isurim, he violated a Shvua, can we trust him in order to sell meat? Va'od. Sheinav cheskas kashrus sheshamu olav shesham yado or shesham yado derech haveset kadei sheyivdo kabehima. But oh, that there also, what if there is no cheskas kashrus, right? Sheshamu olav, that we heard about him, that he puts his hand down the esophagus kadei sheyivdo kabehima kodem sheyivdo kabodek, but in order to check out the behemah before the bodek checks it out. Now, it sounds like that's not what you're supposed to do, right? Apparently that's not what you're supposed to do, right? So they would stick their hand down, right? Don't stick your hand down the esophagus.
It's kind of hard for me to imagine how sticking the hand down the esophagus is going to figure out whether there's any adhesions on the lung.
On the outside of the lung.
Yeah.
You have to be checking for holes. Can you fit your hand down the esophagus? I don't know. Apparently, the point is that he does the bedikos wrong. That's the point. The point is that he not necessarily that he's lying about it, he just doesn't know what he's doing. Right? So the Heshiv, so the Rashba asks, Afilu avar al hashvua b'mezid, that even if he violates the Shavuah on purpose, Neman, he's believed, he's still trustworthy, we can still trust him when it comes to Kashrus, the Meshumad L'davar Echad, Einu Meshumad L'chol HaTorah, Chutz Me'oved Avodah Zarah, U'mechal Shasar Fahasa, because the truth is, it doesn't quote it, might have quoted it earlier, but there is it's a Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Chulin, when discussing Hilchos Shechita, that a Meshumad for one thing is not considered a Meshumad for all the whole Torah, with these exceptions, Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, right? If you right, that's why Chol Shabbos for Hesed is like the way we qualify somebody as being a total, get them out of here, right? But based on this, that if you're Chol Shabbos for Hesed, so that's like you're Mevatel the entire Torah. But anything else, so we're choshed you on that, but we're not choshed you on everything else. But Ode, Shazeino over El Teyavon, that he's violating the violated the Shvua, he only did it for his benefit. Now that's an important term. You know, like if you only eat non kosher food for your benefit. I mean, see the way Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and the Nosi Kalim get a little upset with him. But right, he only violated the Teyavon. He wasn't right, so he's not considered a bad guy. He just, he slipped.
Got hungry.
Theophan doesn't really mean benefit. It's more like
enjoyment.
He got hungry.
Enjoyment is pleasure, right? It wasn't that he was as opposed to somebody who is a violates halacha lahachas, right? Yeah. As opposed to lahachas, he violated theavon. He had a desire. But feel but also davar atzmo neman. He's even believed for that thing, right? Because the rav of parakama dechulin, as we assume in the beginning of meseches chulin. Fine. So the Rashba continues about inyan hachashad shesham yadu derech aveshet. But that guy who sticks his hand down the esophagus, zev vaday pasul. That's a big problem. Zev vaday pasul. Who kol shenechshad lahachil trefos. And because kol was any he is the psula of anybody who is chashad of eating trefos. Ulahasir sirchos, and he gets rid of the sirchos. He seems to get rid of the issues. Ve'im lo takana, and he does. There's no way for him to get better. There's no way for him to repair himself. Asher yilba shchorim v'yiskasa shchorim, until he puts on black clothing and he covers himself in black clothing. Ve'yilch l'makom she'im akim, so they go to a place where they don't recognize him. V'yachzir aveda b'davar chashim, and they return something that's valuable, as we see in Masechtas Zebor, as we see in Perek Zebor, as we see in the third Perek of Masechtas Sanhedrin. So I looked at that Gemara today. The Gemara is actually asking that question: if somebody violates trefos, how can you do tshuva? Or if somebody fed trefos to others. I'm sorry, that's the Gemara's question. Let's say you fed trefos to others, which you hear about every once in a while. So how can you get kapara? So this is what the Gemara says: you got to put on black clothing, you got to go out, and you got to return to in order to clear your name.
I think that's talking about mezid or shuvah.
So yeah, so it sounds like it's right. It sounds like in that Gemara that it's mezid, which is a little different than this. Right here, you could say that like
we don't know why the guy's taking this.
You don't know why he's doing.
He doesn't know why. Could be that he's trying to make sure they can't pull. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe he was doing something on purpose.
The problem is the veshet. We think the veshet means these. The veshet does not do windpipe. It's the esophagus. If it was the windpipe, would make more sense.
Suppose it goes to the lungs.
It goes to the lung, and you could be mucking around the lung and pulling out the lesions.
I also was got confused. I quickly looked it up on my Google Translate here, which translated air.
What if someone sells non kosher and they know it's not kosher and they're buying it?
If he does it on purpose, he's still the
truth. I mean, if the buyer buys it on purpose, then they both know.
Well, if the buyer buys it, then it doesn't.
Like if the buyer doesn't keep kosher on him.
Yeah.
Because he's doing it, he knows.
Yeah, well,
he's
going
to. No, it didn't work.
I think you're right.
That worked.
What? It says if you lean the wrong way, it's Maktim Kona Leveshet.
Mm hmm.
So in fact, it didn't accept the food, so it has to be right. What you said is right.
So why would he be doing it? Right, that's true. That is still unclear. Okay, but the Rashba, the important part for us really is the first half of the Rashba. The Rashba says that if you chashed only for davar echatz, we're not choshish for other things. And the second thing is if you violate the teavon, so there's also this, we're also lenient, almost implying that we could trust you on that davar, on that idea, that item going forward.
Right? That makes sense. So I like to eat something
that's
not going to
give
it to you.
Right.
Yeah, I might
want to
keep it myself.
Right. So, tough. So now take a look in the Simon Kuf Yud tests. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Hachashud, right? Hachashud davar iser ein lismach ala b'dorim ha-nechalam. Right? So Shulchan Aruch says, Hachashud lechol dvarim ha-asurim, beinim hu chashud b'iser Torah, bein hu chashud b'iser d'rabanan. Whether you're chashud for it, something d'oraisa or d'rabanan, In lismol chalav behem, you're not allowed to rely on them. V'im nisareach imo lo yochal mishalom midvarm shu chashad aleihem. And if you're staying at his house, you shouldn't eat from him the things that he is chashad on. Right, so that is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch sounds like Rashi, right? You have to be chashud lechol dvarim, then you can be concerned. But if it's not chashud, then there's no reason to be concerned. Comes the Ramah and says, "V'yesh omrim afilu mimi she'enu chashud rak she'en makir." No, so not just on somebody that isn't chashud, but even somebody that we don't that we just don't recognize. Right, we don't recognize shehu muksak b'kashrus. It doesn't have a muksak, a chazaka in hilchos kashrus. So it's aser liknos pimenu yayin ushar dvarim sheish lachosh leiser. You're not allowed to buy things from that. You have to be concerned for iser.
Meets the Rambam.
So it sounds like the Rambam, right? Miu in nisareach etzlo ochel imo. However, if you're a guest by him, so then you're allowed to eat him, ear him, and the truth is the parenthesis quotes it. Please Yosef Hashem HaRambam, right? He's quoting it from the Rambam. So it's a little odd, because the Shulchan Aruch...
Is he going back on what he said before?
Right, so it's both of them are odd. It's odd for the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be passing like Rashi against the Rambam, right? Which is a little bit odd, and now we'll talk about that in the Shir of the Shabbos, about whether Rashi is supposed to be taken seriously as opposed to. That's the topic for this week. But the other thing that's interesting is the Ramah himself, in the Darkei Moshe, which he wrote beforehand, wrote that the minhag is not like that, right? And the minhag is to be, the minhag is to be making like what the Mechaber is saying, right? So both of them are a little, you have to deal with. So the Taz, you can take a look at the Taz first. So the Taz, going on the Ramah, Taz Beis, where he says, V'yishom rafilu misha eno chashud, he says, B'darkei Moshe kasav amnam ha-minug eno king. He says, in Darkei Moshe, he said, that the minug's not like that. El nachzikin kol adam ha-cheskes kashrus. V'kevan shalo kasfu ha-rav kan. So the fact that the Ramah didn't write that here, mashma she'en linhog kane, v'nachon hu befrat, she'anu roam kilkul ha-doros v'lo achshar d'rei. Right, the fact that he didn't write that here, it sounds like that we should, even though that is the minhag, we shouldn't be nohag. And he's trying to change the practice, right? And it's and v'nachon hu beprat and v'nachon hu, meaning the Taz seems to be adding his own commentary. It's probably a good idea, right? And we see kilkul adoros for a little extra dray that we see that problems with the generations that not everything is so kosher, right? So the Taz, right? So Sheldon's immediate reaction of it can't be that we still do that today, right? So you see already the tides turning here by the Ramah, by the Taz. I say, you see, my generation, it's a problem. The Shach.
Ramah probably wrote this after he wrote the Darkei Moshe.
It's not that
the
he
argument
sort of did. He definitely did.
But he concluded differently, or he changed his mind, or
but he definitely
more machmir or something.
Right, he definitely did. He definitely wrote it later. There is, in preparation for the Shabbos shir about the Rishonim and Rashi, so somewhat there are three shirim online from Dr. Jeffrey Wolf, I think his name is, entitled Between Ashkenaz and Sfarad. So I listened to those for these. So he makes the point that as we've discussed with the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Ramah is the one who made the Mechaber stick because he added the Ashkenazi comments, and now every Jew can learn the Mechaber and the Ramah. He points out that if you really think about it, right, the Ramah made the Mechaber skit, made the Shulchan Aruch stick by totally undoing what the Mechaber had set out to do. The Mechaber had set out to make a Shulchan Aruch that all of Klal Yisrael will find, and will find the answer. So what does the Ramah come along and do? He says, well, maybe, sort of, there's a couple of other opinions, and those that are Machmer, right? So it's not just that his point was, he's not just adding in the Ashkenazi practice, he's also weakening the Mechaber. He's also pointing out that there's a lot of gray, and there's Machlokas, and there's dispute, and it's not so simple to just say, this is the lach, that's the lach, that's the lach. Okay, so that is the Ramah. The Shach here, the Shach Aleph, claims that we pass him like the Mechaber over the Ramah. That he says he brings a whole list of Rishonim, that's the way we pass him. I don't do it inside, but the Shach says that we should follow like the Mechaber. However, here in the Hilchos Binyamin, so I couldn't find, I'm not sure what his sources are, but he quotes here. like what Sheldon was saying. He quotes here on that Ramah. He says, V'yish shekasfu od the frat bizman hazeh. Now bizman hazeh, who is he quoting? He's quoting the Taz. Okay. B'chachmas adam aruch ha-shulchan. I couldn't find the aruch ha-shulchan. V'chain v'chor shor. I'm not sure what the v'chor shor is. V'yish shekasfu od the befrat bizman hazeh she'anu rom kilkul adoros. Now we see that there's a problem with the generation. V'yish li zahir shalo liknos ki'im imishim luchzak v'kashris u'pashut v'zmaninu ata kol shekin she'yish li zahir v'zeh. That you should only purchase from those that are have a chazaka about kashrus, and for sure in our days, this must be the Chilkas Ben Yamin's editorial comment, in our days right, kol shekein sheish lizar v'zeh v'yish kasfu od, they're those that add on, shal pizeh iskinu b'takanos haratzos shalo likid, there's a takana. Now, I don't know how you could say this is a takana, unless there's actually a takana. Right? But it was a takana that was made, that you can't buy something from any Jew, even if he's muksak b'kashrus, unless he has a shtar, a heksher from the Rav or the Beis Din that has looked into it and made sure that it's all okay. So I don't know where he's really getting that from. That there's some kind of takana like that. I remember when in Baltimore there was a store, when I went to Baltimore the first time, now 15 years ago or so in college, I went to a friend of mine's house. We went on Friday to buy stuff for Shabbos. And there was a butcher shop that had no heksher. That everybody buys it. He relies on his reputation, and he told me the story that he remembers being my friend who brought me there. Told me that he remembers being there once, where like there was a Balas Tshuva who asked him. He got to the front of the line and said, "Where's your Tuda?" And he said, "Sorry, we don't have one. People will trust me." He said, "Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to go shop someplace else." And meanwhile, there are like three rebellion from Near Israel that are online, waiting to get to me. So last time I was in Baltimore, yes, is this store still around? And apparently, I don't think it's around anymore. But right, so I don't know of any places now, at least in this country, that they just go by the...
I think the bagel store that they have a certificate hanging up on one of them, or some store...
No, but they have. I mean, they have a certificate. It's on file, and we know, and it's listed, and it's and all places have it. As opposed to just a guy saying, I'm going to open up a store, you trust my cash is fine. If not, go someplace else. Right, so I don't think we really have
I sold the 4th of July hot dogs. When that was, I was relying on the... And when I got the hot dogs, I mean, people could see where I got the hot dogs from. But I was I didn't have OU supervision. You know.
Well, the rabbi was there. There's a shul there. There's a shul. You know, there's somebody you can complain to. I think at the end, right? So that's this is the makor for having to share.
If you read about the days of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. Brought to the country.
Yeah.
The chief rabbi of New York, apparently the big problem he had was with the butchers.
Yeah.
And there was one butcher who said, I have smicha from 15 rabbinim, whatever it was, and I don't need any hatcher from no rabbinim, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef.
The big problem everybody had, right? I mean,
as Robert said in the movie that we showed, Rav Soloveitchik had problems with the butchers.
It wasn't just problems. I mean, it was, they were ready to attack him.
They don't really want supervision.
Well, then they didn't. Yeah. Right. So, Baruch Hashem, we have come a long way. So this is right. So this is the makor as for all these stories, even owned by Shomer Shabbos.
So Ben Yamin is a modern.
So he's alive. He's very much alive. He's a young guy. I'd say young guy, like my age. I mean, his father is still alive. Chalkas Yamin's father is the Bazi Shulchan.
You have the impression maybe it's wrong, but at the time of the Ramah, everyone was off of that. So before the Enlightenment, wasn't it?
I mean, they're still talking about people being chashed, but okay. I mean,
it wasn't like today, 90%.
Right, what is the Taz meaning? Right, when the Taz says, Sha'anu Rowan Kilkul Hadoros, that we see the Kilkul Hadoros, right, what is he referring
like
to?
Like one guy in the town who was the Derech.
Well, during the Taz's time, things were still. Well, the truth is, the Taz met Shabbat, didn't meet, but his children met Shabbat, I'd say.
Probably one or two people in those days. But now it's,
In Israel, people go to Orthodox synagogues even if they're not religious.
Right. In America also. Okay, so let's do Sif Beis. So, in Eino Chashud Lechol Dvarim Asurim. So, if one is not Chashud to eat things that are prohibited, Beis, right? Aval Hu Chashud Lemachram. But we are concerned that he sells them. So misareach atzlo, you could stay by his house. Va'ochel imo, you could eat by him. V'chein im sholeach lebeiso, and so too if he sends it to your house, mutter the chazaka shemimashu ochel mishagelo. Right, it's mutter because we assume that that which he sent to you is probably the things that he had. So comes the Rama and making quotes this Rashba. Over our veru l'tiyavon lo mikrei chashud, that if he only violates something with tiyavon, he's not considered chashud, and therefore what? And therefore. So therefore, according to the Rama, it would still be a problem, right? Because the Rama requires a cheskes kashus, right? But he acknowledges that that wasn't necessarily the minhag at the time. It sounds like you violate the veir b'tiyavon, so you're not considered chashid, and you could still eat from them. So how do you understand that? So the Shach explains Perish. The lo mikri chashud laoso davar, that you're not considered chashud for that idea, at sheyavur shalol teyavon, until you violate shalol teyavon. What would that mean? Kochiilu hayam munach lefanav ha'iser v'heter hayochel ha'iser. Right, that you're not act. I mean, the only way you could fall into this category that the Mechaber would say we can't trust you is if you would eat it, even if you have the choice of kosher food, you're going to eat non-kosher food. So on this conference, I met a few Jews like that. There was kosher food readily available, and anyways, v'lo dami lemumar ochel neveil satiyavon da asur lechol mishchita. So it's not like a mumar who eats neveil satiyavon that you're not allowed to eat shchita. I mean, there is a din that if he eats neveil satiyavon, you're not allowed to eat shchita until you check into his knife, right? Why is that? Why are we more strict there? Mishum derech hasak and liyos pagum, because when it comes to shchita, there's a lot to worry about, right? You have to make sure that the knife is not nicked and things like that. Ochel neveil satiyavon hilka chashiyun shigam ata yavor avir l'teyavon. We're concerned that if he already eats neveil l'teyavon, we're concerned that now also the right to eat shochet, to eat from a shochet that eats in McDonald's, right? You can see being somewhat problematic, right? V'lo yitrach l'tachno aval hach. But in our case, my opinion, she ain't lachu sheyavor gam ata l'teyavon. We don't really have a concern now. There's no other reason to assume that he violated l'teyavon. Therefore, we say hilka chamrin tevada v'oso pam hay over l'teyavon aval ata lama yavor hilkach lo mikri chashud. And therefore, he wouldn't be chashud. Don't look into this. But again, as we see that was back in the good old days. But Bizman Hazeh, I don't think we employ such kulas. Okay, maybe we'll...